I'm Phil Dean for WRCO Sports. Tonight, high school volleyball gets underway with SWAL conference action. Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney talked about the start of the season for WRCO Sports.
We always head to the Labor Day tournament in Wisconsin Dells, which we see some pretty good competition, a lot of D2, D1, and some solid D3 teams. And so we ended up 2-5 coming out of that, but all of our losses were three-set losses, you know, 23-25, 13-15, third set. So we're ahead of where we were last year, and that's all that we are looking for. So we're moving in the right direction.
Are you a little less experienced than at this time last year?
You know, we're really not. We lost three seniors last year. I've got four returning this year with a solid group of sophomores that are now juniors from last year. So we have a decent amount of experience, and I think that year definitely gave them some time to grow and a little bit more confidence, because that was the biggest surprising thing was just, I feel like on the court awareness and the just volleyball IQ has increased from last year just from that experience.
Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney, her team is at Boscobel tonight. We'll have the pre-match coverage beginning around 6:45 tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also in SWAL volleyball openers, Cuba City at Fenimore and Darlington at Iowa Grant. It's Mineral Point traveling to Southwestern. GET plays at Viroqua in high school volleyball and Westfield at Wisconsin Dells, Edgewood at Baraboo. In the Ridge and Valley, there are quads. Tonight at DeSoto, Ithaca faces DeSoto. Weston and Seneca will be there as well. Also at Kickapoo High School, Lafarge will be there along with North Crawford and Wazika Steuben. There's high school soccer this evening. River Valley is home against Sugar River. In non-conference action, Richland Center travels to Lodi. Platteville Lancaster at Monroe. Dodgeville Mineral Point travels to Wisconsin Heights to face Wisconsin Heights Barneveld, and Wautoma Wild Rose is at Wisconsin Dells. Last night in high school volleyball, it was a win for Belmont over Highland. That final score was 3-1. And tonight in high school action from the cross country fields, Ryan Zimple Memorial Cross Country Meet will be held, hosted by Boscobel. Several teams will be there, including the Riverdale Chieftains. Bowling scores from the Phoenix Center all-new league, the Phoenix Scratch Bowling League. They start this year, and they bowl every Tuesday. The series high was Chris Pardoon's 749. Hank McNamer had a 657. Jeff Seckman a 649. Kevin Genthy a 647. Top game, Chris Pardoon a 299. Jeff Seckman a 256. Kevin Genthy a 246. Hank McNamer a 239 in the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. Major Bowling League action, series high, Fraser Home Improvement, 34-30. Also, 3,400 for Vanity Fur Grooming and a 33.94 for Cardinal CG. Also in Monday night's action, Fraser Home Improvement had the top game, a 12.23. Quail Run Golf Links at 11.91. Geary Construction, 11.72. Top series, Greg Shep, a 7.40. Jason Cornell, a 7.11. And Ken Nick Sr., a 6.96. Top game, Greg Shep with a 2.90. Ken Nick Sr., a 2.79. Jake Morris rolled a 2.57 in action from Monday night's Major Bowling League. Aaron Rodgers' long-awaited return to the field was spoiled by the 49ers. They got 147 yards rushing and a touchdown from fill-in back Jordan Mason in a 32-19 victory over the Jets. Rodgers threw for 167 yards and one touchdown, and also had an interception a year after his debut with New York ended with a torn Achilles after four snaps. The Packers make plans for the weekend following a season-opening loss to the Eagles. Pro Football Focus reports Edgerrin Cooper made his mark on the game while playing only 11 snaps. Cooper had four tackles and one pass defense during that short time on the field. He was limited because he is still recovering from a groin injury. PFF gave him the top defensive grade on the team. Its analysts say Cooper can expect to be a starter soon and should apply consistent pressure from the edge. Jordan Love is out, or is he? Well, Matt LaFleur is asked about a percentage about when Jordan, or if he will play soon.
Couldn't give you a percentage, but if he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will. And I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself, that he'd go out there.
And what about the prospect of the backup quarterbacks going? He talked about Malik playing.
He's put a lot of time and effort into this thing, and he's grinded. He's learned the terminology and is able to spit out the play calls, and we got confidence in him. And I think, you know, if he's given a full week of preparation, a full week of practice, I got confidence that he'll go out there and perform at a high level.
So the Packers get set for action coming up against the Colts on Sunday. The Badgers have a tough one coming up against the Crimson Tide, fourth rated in the nation. They'll be coming into Camp Randall on Saturday. Alabama, a tough opponent for the Badgers and coach Luke Fickell.
We've done a better job, I think, at being able to mix some things up than to just always consistently putting our guys on islands when they know exactly what it is that they're getting and when they can take those shots. It does make it a little bit more difficult, but their challenges are going to be out there, and that is one of them that maybe we haven't had a ton of, but there's a lot of others as well.
The Brewers will try to bounce back from a series loss against Colorado when they play San Francisco tonight. Aaron Civale gets the start in the first game. The Giants have some talented players like third baseman Matt Chapman, who just signed a contract extension. Despite Chapman's performance this season, San Francisco bats are rated just 18th in WRC+. Games last night saw the Cubs beat the Dodgers 10-4, Pittsburgh 3-2 over Miami, Cincinnati 1-0 over Atlanta. In the American League, Boston 12, Baltimore 3, the Yankees 10-4 over Kansas City, Angels 6, Minnesota 2, Cleveland 5-3 over the White Sox, Philadelphia top Tampa Bay 2-1, and the Mets 3-2 over Toronto. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.